Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
Wolf Boys, Two American Teenagers and Mexico's Most Dangerous Drug Cartel by Dan Slater. Read by Pete Simonelli.
Gabriel had been hanging outside Martin High one afternoon when a slightly older girl named Ashley drove by with her friends and offered him a ride. The girls stopped at a gas station to buy cans of Sprite and spread a bunch of pills on the hood of the car. There were two kinds of girls in Laredo, hood rats and fresas. A fresa, literally strawberry, was a preppy, often light-skinned Latina from Laredo's wealthier north side. The fresa wore lip gloss, while the hood rat wore bright red lipstick. Where the fresa preferred sweaters and fur-lined boots, the hood rat stomped around in Nikes and cut-off t-shirts. Where the fresa feigned reluctance, said, "No soy puta," before pulling down her thong, the rat gave up the pepa without a hassle. Ashley was a hood rat, del pueblo, pa'l pueblo, from the hood, for the hood. At her core, a sweet girl from one of La Azteca's most shattered CPS-worthy homes. When one of her friends offered Gabriel a pill, Ashley said, "No, he's not taking any." But telling Gabriel not to do something only ensured that he did it. As they had, he crushed a pill, poured the powder into a soda, drank it down, and boom. Thus began a routine. Cranking the stereo, Ashley and Gabriel drove around and talked for hours. One Roche became two, then three, an instant good feeling, a cruising mood. Chatty, no worries, no shame. Ashley became Gabriel's Ruka, his girl. A steady date, but something less than a girlfriend, she dedicated the song Dilemma by Nelly and Kelly Rowland to him. The pills, which were used largely for recreation, not rape, worked differently on different people. Some became emotional and cried. Others went nuts, hallucinated, jumped off bridges. For Gabriel, the Roches relaxed and desensitized him. On Sunday nights, everyone went to San Bernardo Avenue, a cruising street next to Martin High, one block west of I-35, where the owners of customized Chevy S10s and Dodge Rams showed off their butterfly doors and Forgiato rims that cost more than the cars themselves. Gabriel would note who owned which ride, making a mental catalog of Laredo's biggest smugglers. His courage amplified by the Roches, he walked down the middle of San Bernardo against traffic. Swerving between the lowriders as they roared by, the world seemed harmless. Later during freshman year, Gabriel was walking in the hall when a member of a gang called Movida bumped into him on purpose. Minnie and Movida had played football with Gabriel in middle school. But Gabriel's older brother, Luis, was in the rival gang, the Cieteros. When Movida saw Gabriel hanging out with the Cieteros, they begrudged him for it. Every few weeks, he cut his hair at Nidia's salon, Movida Turf. One day, they saw him there and asked what he represented. "I'm not into little kids' shit," he said, mimicking what he'd once heard his Uncle Raul say. "I represent my hood, La Azteca." The boys of Movida said they had no problem with Gabriel, but now their opinion had apparently changed.